The Rules Committee will come to order. Lisa, please call the roll.
Chair Brenner?
Here.
Representatives Bell?
Here.
Brown?
Here.
Bush?
Here.
Clemens?
Here.
Diamond? Fetterhoff?
Here.
Fine?
Here.
Geller?
Here.
Grant?
Here.
Mariano?
Here.
McLean?
Here.
Rodriguez? Rommel? Schlossberg?
Here.
Toledo?
Here.
Wilhite?
Here.
Williamson?
Here.
Quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Members on the desk is a special order letter for session on Thursday, March 18, 2021. As we did at our previous meeting, we've included negotiated time allocations for questions and debate on all bills on special order. And this has been done with collaborative good faith negotiation with the ranking member, and we think we have good times set forth for all these bills. Are there any questions on the special order letter? Okay, any appearance cards? Seeing none, yes, Representative Geller.
Just for the record, Mr. Chair, we should, as we've noted, there are three bills that we've allocated particular times in structured debate. I just think somewhere in here we should note the times for the other two bills.
There, if you look at Section B, and for members, just to recap, because this is a new process. So Section B is going to be essentially our default category. If you'll recall from our first meeting, roughly more than two-thirds of all bills have zero questions, zero debate. They just go through, we vote. And so we're attempting to put bills that are not controversial into Category B, and with the allocations you see in Category B. So if it's if we've specified it, it's because we've considered it something that deserves a little more time and work through those times, both for all the different categories you see, which is the time allocations in Section C. And so this week, just to be specific, we have two bills that are in Category B, which is CS for HB 133 and HB 217. The other three bills have the time allocation shown in Section C.
Thank you, Chairman.
We're in debate. Any additional debate on the special order letter? Okay. All those in favor of the special order letter say yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no. Show the special order letter adopted. Just a reminder that the amendment deadline for Thursday's session is tomorrow. Main amendments must be submitted to House bill drafting by 3 p.m. and approved for filing by 4 p.m. Adhering amendments must be submitted to House bill drafting by 6:30 p.m. and approved for filing by 7 p.m. We have some additional matters in committee today. We have four bills that will be presented by Vice Chair Clemens. First up, we have PCB RUC 21-01. Representative Clemens, you are recognized to present the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill prospectively adopts all statutes of general and permanent nature passed through the 2020 regular session, which is the most recent session, together with the changes made in this year's reviser bills. The bill adopts as official statutory law of the state those portions of the statutes that are carried forward from the regular edition published in 2020, which thus serve as the best evidence of law. Frankly, they cure any title or single subject defects, and there's no fiscal impact, Mr. Chairman.
Are there questions? Seeing none, any public testimony? We have no appearance cards. Any debate? Seeing none, you're recognized to close on the bill.
I would waive close.
Having waived close, Lisa, please call the roll.
Representatives Bell?
Yes. Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Diamond?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Fine?
Yes.
Geller?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
McLean?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Rommel?
Yes.
Schlossberg?
Yes.
Toledo?
Yes.
Wilhite?
Yes.
Williamson?
Yes.
Chair Brenner?
Yes.
18 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Members, by your vote, show PCB RUC 21-01 reported favorably. Next up, we have PCB RUC 21-02. Representative Clemens, you're recognized to present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill is a general reviser's bill. It's technical. It's non-substantive. It makes changes to, one, remove statutory inconsistencies, redundancies, unnecessary repetitions, and I think that's redundant on its own, improve clarity, facilitate and correct proper interpretation, correct cross-references and grammatical topographical areas. It deletes expired and obsolete language. It reenacts provisions unintentionally omitted in the amendatory process. It transfers, consolidates, and renumbers sections, subsections, titles, and chapters. That's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there questions of the sponsor? Seeing none. We have no appearance cards. Is there debate? Seeing none, you're recognized to close.
I'll waive close.
Having waived close, Lisa, please call the roll on PCBRUC 21-02.
Representative Bell?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Diamond?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Fine?
Yes.
Geller?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
McLean?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Rommel?
Yes.
Schlossberg?
Yes.
Toledo?
Yes.
Wilhite? Williamson?
Yes.
Chair Renner?
Yes.
18 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Members, by your vote, show PCBRUC 21-02 reported favorably. Next up, PCBRUC 21-03. Representative Clemens, you're recognized to present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. While we're on a roll, this bill deletes statutory provisions that have been repealed by non-current session of the legislature where that repeal or expiration date has now occurred, rendering the provision of no effect. That's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there questions? Seeing none, we have no public testimony. Any debate? Seeing none, you're recognized to close.
Waive.
Having waived close, Lisa, please call the roll on PCBRUC 21-03.
Representatives Bell?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Diamond?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Fine?
Yes.
Geller?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
McLean?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Rommel?
Yes.
Schlossberg?
Yes.
Toledo?
Yes.
Wilhite?
Yes.
Williamson?
Yes.
Chair Renner?
Yes.
18 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Members, by your vote, show PCBRUC 21-03 reported favorably. Last up, we have PCBRUC 21-04. Representative Clemens, you're recognized to present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I'll try not to run out of time so that you would have to ask the speaker for an extension. we save the most controversial one for last. This bill amends or deletes statutory provisions granting duplicative, redundant, or unused rulemaking authority pursuant to Section 11.242, paren 5, paragraph J of the Florida statutes. The purpose of the bill is to remove unneeded rulemaking authority from the statutes without affecting the ability of the agencies to carry out their responsibilities. It impacts rulemaking in the Department of Transportation on three occasions and the Department of Environmental Protection. This could be ruled unconstitutional if it allows the agency to state what the law is. This clarifies any ambiguities. That's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Are there questions of the sponsor? Seeing none, we have no public testimony. Is there debate? Seeing none, you're recognized to close.
I'll waive close.
Having waived close, Lisa, please call the roll.
Representatives Bell?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Diamond?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Fine?
Yes.
Geller?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
McLean?
Yes.
Rodriguez? Rommel?
Yes.
Schlossberg?
Yes.
Toledo?
Yes.
Wilhite?
Yes.
Williamson?
Yes.
Chair Renner?
Yes.
18 yeas, 0 nays.
Members, by your vote, show PCBRUC 21-04 reported favorably. That concludes our Rules Committee today. I want to thank Ranking Member Geller for your time and working through our time allotments. Representative Mariano moves, we rise, and without objection, we are adjourned.